आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Karnataka and Goa today to attend major events and unveil 77 feet tall bronze statue of Lord Ram. President Draupadi Murmu to address 19th National Jamboree of Bharat Scouts and Guides in Lucknow today. UGC asks higher education institutions to conduct examinations and issue final degrees and certificates in time. 56th International Film Festival of India to conclude this evening in Goa. Death toll in Hong Kong apartment complex fire rises to 94. More than 280 people still missing. And cyclone Dithwa to bring heavy rainfall to eastern coast of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Karnataka and Goa today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to visit Shri Krishna Math in Udupi, Karnataka, and participate in the Lakshakantha Gita Parayana program. He will also inaugurate Suvarna Tirtha Mandapa, located in front of the Krishna Sanctum, and dedicate the Kanaka Kavach for the sacred Kanakana Kindi. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Koti Geeta Lekhana Yagna Abhiyan run by Udupi Paryaya Shri Mbuttige Math and group recitation of Bhagavad Gita known as Gita Parayana. He will inaugurate gold-plated Tirtha Mantapa and dedicate gold-plated Kanaka Kindi, a sacred window that Lord Krishna is believed to have opened for his devotee, Saint Kanakadasa. The district administration has imposed vehicle movement and parking restrictions in the temple town of Udupi from morning 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for security reasons today. The vehicle movement from Manipal and Mangaluru have been diverted. Holidays declared for schools in Udupi today. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
All eyes are on South Goa as the Shri Sansthan Gokarna Partagali Jivottama Math begins the 11-day Mahotsav, marking its 550th anniversary. The Math is headquartered in Partagali, a small town in South Goa on the banks of the river Kushavati. The main event will take place in the afternoon when Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Math in Karnakonam. Our correspondent has the details.
The Prime Minister is said to unveil at Partagali, Goa, a historic 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Shri Ram. He will also inaugurate a new Ramayana theme park garden and a 10,000-square-foot museum dedicated to Lord Ram, developed as a part of the celebrations. The PM will release a special postal stamp and a commemorative coin before addressing the gathering. Devotees from across the globe are expected for the landmark Mahotsav, which continues until December 7. This is Mahesh Sopade for Akashwani News, Panaji.
President Draupadi Murmu will visit Lucknow today, where she will take part in two functions. The President will attend the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. On the same day, the President will participate in the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree. A report.
Additional General Secretary of Brahma Kumaris, Dr. Mrutunjay, informed that after the launching, the President will also do meditation in the training center here and distribute flags and kalash to 5 women and 5 men each. Later in the afternoon, President will address the valedictory session of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides. After a gap of 61 years, the event is being held in Lucknow. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
University Grants Commission, UGC, has asked the higher education institutions to ensure timely exams and prompt issuance of final degrees and certificates. The commission said that the delay causes a loss of opportunities for students as it prevents them from securing suitable and quality employment. It stated that students are entitled to timely conduct of examination and declaration of results as specified in the academic calendar in the prospectus. The commission further added that students are entitled to the award of degree within 180 days of the declaration of results. The 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police will begin today at Nava Raipur in Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend this three-day conference on the 29th and 30th of November. More details from our Raipur correspondent. We'll come back to this story in a little while. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will conclude today in Goa with a grand closing ceremony paying tribute to the legendary actor Dharmendra. The festival, which began on November the 20th, showcased over 240 films from 81 countries, highlighting the best of global cinema. More from our correspondent.
IFFI 2025 is heading to the closing ceremony today in the evening, which will be attended by Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Secretary Ministry of I&B Sanjay Jaju, and Festival Chairman Shekhar Kapoor, among a host of other important dignitaries. The ceremony will also felicitate superstar Rajinikanth, celebrating 50 years of his cinematic journey. The festival featured over 240 films from 81 countries. A number of masterclasses were held during the festival that brought insights from industry experts, including Shekhar Kapoor, Rajkumar Hirani, Aamir Khan, Ramesh Sippy, Muzaffar Ali, Nagarjun, among others. Cinematic legends like Guru Dutt, Raj Khosla and Ritwik Ghatak were also honored. Recognizing excellence in cinema, the Golden Peacock Award, the Silver Peacock Award and the ICFT UNESCO Film Award will also be given tonight. Everyone is waiting to know which film will bag the Golden Peacock. The 56th edition of IFFI was indeed a testament to the power of cinema, bringing together filmmakers, actors and enthusiasts from around the world. With Adarshan Nikhil, this is Zahra Mujtaba for Akashvani News from IFFI, Goa.
We go back to the story on the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police. Here are the details from our Raipur correspondent.
The conference, considered crucial for national security, will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Ministers of State for Home Affairs, Directors General of Police from various states and union territories, and heads of central police organizations. The theme of this year's conference is Viksit Bharat Security Dimensions. During the deliberations, key national security issues such as left-wing extremism, counter-terrorism operations, disaster management, women's safety, and the use of forensic science and artificial intelligence in policing will be discussed in detail. The conference serves as an important platform for senior police officers and security administrators from across the country to engage in open and meaningful discussions on matters related to national security. During the conference, the Prime Minister will also present the President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that Cyclone Dithwa has developed in southwest Bay of Bengal and heading towards Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra and Puducherry. IMD said the cyclone will bring heavy rainfall to the eastern coast of India till December the 1st. Heavy rain, thunderstorms and strong winds are expected across southern states. More from our correspondent.
In Tamil Nadu, southern districts including Thoothukudi have been receiving continuous rains in the past week. Now with Cyclone Dithwa approaching the coast of the state, the weather department has predicted heavy to extremely heavy rainfall to some areas of the Delta districts and Ramanathapuram and Gulf of Mannar for the next 48 hours. Tiruvallur, Chennai, Chengalpat, Kanchipuram and Ranipet districts are also likely to witness heavy to very heavy rains during the next 2 days. Local port warning signal number 4 has been hoisted at Pamban, Thoothukudi, Nagapattinam and Karaikal ports. Due to squally weather, trains at Rameshwaram, Pamban have been going slow. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
Sri Lanka is also grappling with worsening impacts from Cyclone Dithwa, which has brought days of intense rainfall, deadly landslides and widespread disruption. The storm has already caused severe flooding across more than a dozen districts, leaving at least 56 people killed while 21 remain missing. Here are more details.
Amid the intensifying effects of Cyclone Ditwa, Sri Lanka continues to face sustained rainfall that has led to fatal floods and landslides. Authorities have said the death toll has risen to 56 and several remain missing, with some areas recording over 300 millimeters of rain, while authorities warn of more severe weather ahead. Flights have been diverted from Bandaranaike Airport due to poor visibility, while all non-essential state offices and schools have been shut by the government as the relief efforts continue. The storm is expected to move north-northwestwards towards Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and southern Andhra Pradesh, prompting regional alerts in India. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
In Kerala, Shangumukham Beach near Thiruvananthapuram is getting ready for the operational demonstration of the Indian Navy to be held on December the 3rd. President Draupadi Murmu will be the chief guest for the operational demonstration. We have more from our correspondent.
A powerful display reflecting the strength and combat readiness of the Indian Navy will unfold over the sea and skies of Shankhamukham near Thiruvananthapuram on December 3rd. President Draupadi Murmu will be the chief guest at the Naval Power Demonstration. In addition to the Southern Naval Command, officers from other naval commands will also arrive at Shankhamukham for the event. This is the first time such a program is being held in the state. The lineup will include warships, submarines and a wide range of naval assets, offering a truly spectacular sight that will elevate the nation's pride. Smithy M. Pallurathi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The GST Budget Utsav began on the 22nd of September as Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the stationery sector by reducing the rates of stationery items. A report.
In order to provide major relief to the common man and encourage education, the government has reduced the GST rates on various stationery items. Under the revised tax structure, GST on pencils, sharpeners, exercise books, graph books, maps and charts have been made completely tax-free. Similarly, taxes on erasers have also been exempted from the GST, which earlier was part of the 5% tax slab. This significant reduction on several learning materials has not just made them affordable for citizens, but has also provided a boost demand for domestic stationery manufacturing. With Rohan's report, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Hong Kong, the death toll from a fire that tore through an apartment complex has risen to 94. More than 280 people remain missing, as authorities warned that a number could rise further, as many people are still trapped in the building. A total of 76 people were injured, including 15 in critical condition and 28 listed as serious. Rescue operations are still underway in some of the towers. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. Noting that there is no accountability for content uploaded online, the Supreme Court of India seeks new rules on user-generated content, writes Hindustan Times. The Pioneer quotes the Chief Justice of India as saying that the judiciary does not possess a magic wand to fix the capital's bad air, emphasizing that expert-driven long-term solutions were essential. The massive inferno that ripped through seven high-rise residential towers in Hong Kong has been widely reported on the front page of dailies. The Tribune quotes officials as describing it as the city's worst disaster in 70 years. After 14-month turmoil, Sensex breaches 86,000 mark first time is the top headline in the Indian Express. And finally, the Times of India quotes an ICMR report which reveals that routine antibiotic drugs are rapidly losing effectiveness against bacteria, commonly causing many diseases and infections, making them harder to treat. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Karnataka and Goa today to attend major events and unveil 77-feet-tall bronze statue of Lord Ram. President Draupadi Murmu to address 19th National Jamboree of Bharat Scouts and Guides in Lucknow today. UGC asks higher education institutions to conduct examinations and issue final degrees and certificates in time. 56th International Film Festival of India to conclude this evening in Goa. Death toll in Hong Kong apartment complex fire rises to 94, more than 280 people still missing. And Cyclone Ditwa to bring heavy rainfall to eastern coast of India. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.